أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا السماء انفطرت وإذا الكواكب انتثرت وإذا البحار فجرت وإذا القبور بعثرت علمت نفس ما قدمت وأخرت يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك كلا بل تكذبون بالدين وإن عليكم لحافظين كراما كاتبين كراما كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار لفي جحيم يصلونها يوم الدين وما هم عنها بغائبين وما أدراك ما يوم الدين ثم ما أدراك ما يوم الدين يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا والأمر يومئذ لله صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لا حكيم ولا قصار رحمة الله عليك أشعار هي. Before I used to sing the أشعار, these days I'm saying the أشعار. Because I was to start in there, I had been Hazrat Abu Kawwar, Hazrat Mawlana, Abu Hanifa, Abu Barakatu, and like the Robert in the book of Barakatu, and the Lord and the Lord of Tawfiq, Hazrat Istifar al-Nihi. So it was Hazrat Abu Kawwar, inshallah, which was for me, inshallah, bismillah, inshallah. And one here, may salamat rahu tu salamat rahya. Bismillah. मैं सलामत रहूं तू सलामत रहे मैं सलामत रहूं तू सलामत रहे मेरी दुनिया ये उल्फत सलामत रहे मैं सलामत रहूं तू सलामत रहे मेरी दुनियाए उल्फत सलामत रहे सामने ऐसा खौफे कयामत रहे सामने ऐसा खौफे कयामत रहे सब गुनाहों से मेरी हिफाजत रहे मैं सलामत रहूं तू सलामत रहे मेरी दुनिया ए उल्फत सलामत रहे सारी दुनिया ही से मुझको नफरत रहे सारी दुनिया ही से मुझको नफरत रहे बस तेरे नाम की दिल में लज्जत रहे मेरे दिल में तेरा दर्द उल्फत रहे मेरे दिल में
میرے دل میں تیرا دل درد الفت رہے، میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے، میں سلامت رہوں تو سلامت رہے، میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے، عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا، عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا، اپنے اعمال پر گر ندامت رہے، میں سلامت رہوں تو سلامت رہے، میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے، تیری مرضی پر ہر آرزو ہو فدا، تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا، اور دل میں بھی اس کی نہ حسرت رہے، میرا بس دل میں درد محبت رہے، میر بس دل میں درد محبت رہے، میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے، میں سلامت رہوں تو سلامت رہے، میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے. جزاکم اللہ.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم، مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا، مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين، بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم، روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم، هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: قالوا إنا تطيرنا بكم، لئن لم تنتهوا لنرجمنكم، وليمسنكم منا عذاب أليم. قالوا طائركم معكم، أئن ذكرتم، بل أنتم قوم مسرفون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا عدوى ولا طير ولا هام ولا صفر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الطير شرك، قاله ثلاثا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. This beautiful poem of our Shaykh, and read it also so beautifully, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Rafiq Saab, my very close and dear friend from very young days. May salamat rahu to salamat rahe. May I also stay in peace and in contentment, and may you also stay in peace and contentment. What a beautiful dua. Allah gave me tawfiq. Whenever somebody tells me a child is born, somebody is getting married, Allah gave me the tawfiq to give dua that may Allah Ta'ala keep them happy in deen, dunya and akhirah, and may Allah always show us their happiness. Our good friend Maulana Yusuf Gundiwala, when I gave him this dua for his daughter, on the marriage of his daughter, he thought for a little while, and he said, you gave me a very, very valuable dua. If a person stays happy everywhere, everything is included in there. So this poem of Hazrat, May salamat raho, to salamat rahe. I also stay in peace, afiyat, contentment, well-being, no hiccups, no problems, going smoothly. Then, that is a dua. But dua is what the dawa. The medicine also is required. And in this poem, Hazrat has explained the medicine, how to live peacefully. Dua alone is not enough. Right? One person told Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali that make dua, Allah blesses me with a child. Hazrat said, I'll make the dua, but the effort you'll have to. So the both is required. Just the dua alone, one person also very free with Hazrat. Many times he told him, please make dua, I get children. Then Hazrat told him, one day I'm making so much dua, how come still you haven't, Allah hasn't blessed you as a child? Hazrat's friends, the Khalifas, it was a very light-hearted little meeting, majlis, they said, Hazrat, he hasn't even got married. So dua alone is not enough. Together with the dua, the dawa is also to love happily, we all want it for us, for our family, for everyone. But there's a way to acquire it. And Hazrat's favors and ihsan on us, he has explained it to us in this beautiful poem. May salamat raho, tum salamat rahe. Meri dunya ulfat salamat rahe. My dunya, my life of the love of Allah, may that also remain in peace. We must make dua for him. A person, his namazas is a sign of the love of Allah, bilawar, he's dressing according to Shariat, everything. But test also can come, heavy test. You didn't get up for Fajr, you got up 5 minutes before time. Now how are you going to manage? So if you got up half an hour, you manage quite easily. But 5 minutes, so, and it wasn't in your control. You are fast asleep, anything can happen. You are coming for namaz, on the way, there's some mishap happened, you got a puncture. So that your dunya salamat is not safe. Your dunya ulfat is not safe. Anything. You are in such a situation, you feel I have to lie this time. I got no way out. So Allah save us from such situation. In such a situation, you can't control your eyes. You get involved of talking with ghair mahram also. You, how many of our friends say, little problem, they go to porn sites. It's an addiction. Like drugs, somebody goes to drugs, somebody goes to alcohol, somebody goes to porn sites. And the porn site has become so easy, nobody knows. You're still, your buzurgi is also in this place. Your topi, your beard, nobody knows about. And in the quiet, what evil and filth you are doing. So Allah save us from all such a situation. Your wife provokes you, or you think she provokes you. And now you take off with her. So now your dunya ulfat is not in salam. So Allah make it that our dunya ulfat, our love of Allah, our practice on deen, Allah make it easy. Don't test us. So Allah has said that Allah will test you. But we must ask that, Ya Allah, I'm too weak to be tested. I'm not fit to be tested. Please don't test me. And this dua of afiyat is so important. Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, the greatest dua a person can make is dua of afiyat. That everything must go smooth. We must not be tested. We must not be taken to test, to try. Many feel that I am very strong. Anything can, that is a very dangerous thing. Don't ever think of that. Ask Allah to make it easy for us always. Saamne aisa khauf e qiyamat rahe. And how to get it? That fear of qiyamat rahe. This is the medicine now. If you want to stay salamat, ask Allah and develop in you. Read those ahadith, read it repeatedly. Maut ki yaad, etc. of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. The other ahadith of what qiyamat will be. How maut comes to a person. What the life of the qabr. When that will be in front of a person, you will stay away from guna.
then you will get salamati. That is the way to get it. Sab gunao se meri hifazat rahe. Oh Allah, protect me from all sins. Normally a person in his stupidity and his idiocy, he thinks in sins I get enjoyment. But today if you think of poison as your medicine, in fact you think of poison as vitamins, how can you ever? So many people think that if committing guna, living it up, having a wonderful life, or what they call a wonderful life of dunya, no namaz, especially now December time, holidays, parties, etc., good homes, children, see how they are dressed now. It's just one mood, not a sign of Islam on their children. All these things that are happening, so gunas are the source of our problems. Gunas are snakes. Gunas are scorpions, are our problems. But we think of guna, that is my solution. When you think of the problem, when you think the solution, and you go to problems, how can you find the solution? So that is, let a person, so this is how to get that salamati. Everyone wants that, but we are looking for it in the wrong place. We say that Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are a nation, Allah gave us honor by Islam. But we are looking for you for honor. Where are we looking for peace of mind? We are looking for it in nightclubs, on porn sites, or at the beach at this time of the year with all the filth and dirt on the beaches. That is where we are looking for it. How can you find it there? We are looking for it where it isn't. We are not in Islamic garb in the holidays now. Good people, learned people, holiday, throw away our Islamic dressing. And we dress like the kuffar at this time of the year. Walking and behaving also like the kuffar. Where can you find peace in there? Peace is in the remembrance of Allah. Allah, dhikri Allah, tatma'innul qulub. This is where peace should be. And when a person finds peace, one person wrote, I find peace in music. Then when in ibadat, I don't find peace. So there is a serious problem there. That if a person is finding peace in music, and finding peace in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, that person has got a very serious problem. He needs ICU treatment immediately. Peace is in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. He is in the dhikr, remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Sari dunya hi se mujhko nafrat rahe. And how will you get this peace? That you've got dislike for the whole world. Atrajafi anitari zuhur. That your heart get disinclined. But yeah, we should understand what is dunya also. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi said, some ignorant Sufis, they discredit dunya alal itlaq. Everything, dunya is bad, dunya mustn't have anything to do with dunya. They don't distinguish, and they don't make a distinction between what is the right dunya and the wrong dunya. And they say that you must kick this dunya away, don't have anything to do with it. Hazrat says that if they don't get two rotis of dunya, they won't have the strength to kick the dunya. So what is dunya? What makes you unmindful of Allah? You bought a brand new motor car and you are using it to come masjid, to take ulama, pious people in it, to help out people, give them lifts, try and do their work for them, take jamaats around. That car is not dunya. No matter, it can be a 2 million rand car, it's not dunya. But you bought a car for 100,000, 50,000, but you're using it for haram. You're using it to do wrong things. That car now is dunya. Your house you have built, a beautiful house, in the limits of Sharia. And you're using it for namaz there. Your niyat was, we'll make namaz. In fact, we'll have a namaz room also, zikr also, ta'aleem in our house also. You build it with arrangement of parda also, not open plan kitchen. And today is not only open plan kitchen, and I'm not talking of Europe or America, I'm talking of South Africa. Nice open plan toilet. And one of our friends went, and he wanted to use the toilet, and he was not aware it's an open plan toilet. What is it? The toilet is in the bedroom, not separate. Only the head board is a cover. So other people were sitting, and in the toilet sometimes you become relaxed also, and you're smiling and you're doing something, and then he realized all were watching me all this. And with the toilet, and the bathroom together, basin, shower, you can't read duas in that toilet. Now with the toilet in part of the bedroom, one whole big open plan. Bedroom, toilet, bathroom, shower, all is one. Only the headboard making a little separation. Now you can't read Quran in your bedroom. You can't read your du'as when you go and sleep. The toilet is all together with you. So today, what aren't we doing? So a person should consider all these things. So that is dunya, such a house. But the house you built properly, and you have Allah zikr also, you got a pool also, though it's not encouraged, but you got a beautiful garden, you make zikr there, that is not dunya. And the more you get to Allah Ta'ala and closer, the more your heart is inclined to even these permissible things. They are permissible, but everything goes step by step. And as you are progressing, your heart will automatically go. And if your heart is not going off these things, they still meaning a lot. That means your heart is still not, وَالْإِنَابَتُ إِلَىٰ دَارِ الْخُلُودِ. Your heart is still not turning to Allah. You are still. And it's summed up so beautifully by Hazrat Rabia Basariya, radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She said that all the signs of Allah, which Allah is explained in the Quran, and a person goes to the mountains, to the seas, and he sees the beautiful scenery, mountains, canyons, and rivers, and streams, and dams, all so beautiful. And all this, he takes a lesson to reach Allah. But all that is to reach Allah. The example which he gives, which we will put in our terms, is like your GPS, where you want to reach. And when you reach your destination, now you don't need your GPS. So once you have reached Allah, now all these things, you don't need them anymore. These are good for the muqtadi'een, for the starters. All this beautiful scenery, going seeing, going to the Kruger National Park, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, I'm not going to go and see animals, I'm going to see the Qudrat of Allah, through the animals which Allah has shown. And when a person has reached Allah, now he doesn't know his need his GPS, he doesn't need his garment anymore. So this is this reality. At the beginning, for beginners, it's all right. And it's also a thermometer for us to test where are we. How much are we towards Akhirat and how much are we still in dunya? Bas tere naam ke dil mein lazzat rahe. And when that time comes, now you don't even want to really mix with anyone. You just enjoy the more you... First you are such a person talking, joking, within limits. But now you prefer just to be with Allah. Your zikr is more important. Your tasbih, your tilawat, you enjoy more. Talking with people, joking, permissible. Oh, nothing wrong, no haram. But now you don't enjoy. One time you look forward to braais with your friends, pious people, ulama, but now you just want to be alone. You reach that stage. So this is the end. When you reach going further, and this is, we must see, are we moving in that way? And that we start getting the enjoyment. And this is not only in company, but even in material things. Now your heart goes off cold drinks completely. Juices also. And juices is one of the biggest fraud. They write there 100%. But you read it carefully and see it's open lies and how we get food. All the juices, practically all, very, very few may be genuine. But otherwise, it just got flavoring of leeches. Now, one time, I also thought pomegranate juice, very good for the heart. I went out of my way looking for it. Must get pomegranate. I realized only flavor. There's no pomegranate in there. No fiber of the benefit of pomegranate, grape juice, apple juice, nothing. It's only flavoring. One friend of Maulana Mazhar Sahib, Damat Barakatum in Karachi, said, I opened a juice factory. And he said, I'm just coining, making money. Because it's only water with little flavoring. There's no juice in there what we think as juice. When you make at home, you make some apple juice, you put the pulp of the apple, or pineapple, or grape, or whatever. That is juice. But this is what we buy, and how expensive. If you think of it, how expensive. But if you start getting the enjoyment of water, and one sip of water, and say, Alhamdulillah. We understand your iman is being built now. Yeah. And that your heart is going off, not only what dunya people, what kuffar products, and your heart is going to genuine Allah. We all want asli things, original things. We want desi things, the things from the farms, the proper things. What better can they be than water? Eh? And if you can get borehole water, and if you get zamzam water, because even this other water is also contaminated, all so much of chemicals in there. Today we are all so happy that you get your water. Oh, what wonderful. Red, red, and so sweet. All chemicals inside. And then I learned that even the dharams we get in the pomegranate, also injected with chemicals. So red, red, they are coming. And every dharam so sweet. Every pomegranate, all chemicals inside. Today you buy your apples in from the supermarket. Once we were going on supper, from the lounge I took one apple. Whole supper I didn't eat it. I came home, still so crispy. All chemicals inside, nothing else. We are being taken for a ride in almost everything. So when your heart inclines to the original, the right thing, and you enjoy those things. And in that same strain, when you enjoy your wife without her cosmetics or anything, without her filthy, dirty clothing of the lingerie and the half-naked clothing, as a woman you enjoy her, you understand your iman is being raised. And when you want all, she must be dressed like a Christian woman. She must be dressed with a sari like a Hindu woman. Then you must know your iman is still quite, needs a lot of attention. And when you enjoy her natural, and the same with your house, but you're saying what your vehicle, what your everything, the more simple you become, understand you are progressing. And the more dunya's things and the frills and all the trimmings and the beauty, the outward beauty of dunya, you are still far from haqiqah. The more empty a person is inside, the more outside he wants frills and trimmings and all the beauty. The more he's made inside, the less he inclines towards the things outside. Mere dil mein tera dard hai ulfat rahe. And one other thing that we must develop, one was that we think of qiyamah and then save yourself from guna and the love of Allah. Develop your love of Allah. That is how you will get salamati. Mere dunya hai ulfat salamat rahe. And then my dunya, my whole life, of your obedience, of making your ibadat. Many of us, with this, to our friends, right, that we haven't got istiqamah. Few days we do, again, that means we haven't still found Allah. When we find Allah, istiqamah will become natural. Yes, occasions do come, something does happen, but you'll be back on track again very, very soon. And you'll feel like a fish out of water when you don't make your askar. Then you must realize that you are on track. That when you eat, halat do come on a person, and now you like a fish out of the water, now realize that you are on track. And one very important point here also, many of our friends, mashallah, they do right. When sometimes it does happen, you are not making your zikr, now you feel very low. They feel there is a very bad condition. When you feel low, when you feel like rejected, that's a very good condition. But that condition must not come when you are giving up your, when you couldn't manage your ma'mula. You couldn't manage your namaz, with jamaat, etc. Or no concentration in namaz. Now you're feeling that condition is good. But it shouldn't come when you are missing your, it should come when you are properly punctual with your namaz. When you are properly making your ibadat, pride mustn't come in. That, I'm so regular with my ibadat, etc. That person is very fortunate who is doing all his ibadat and his feelings, I haven't done my ibadat properly. I haven't done my zikr properly. Allah loves that person. So when we're missing out and we feel bad, that's also a good condition. And if you're missing out and you don't feel anything, you're still happy carrying on, that's a bad condition. And you're doing everything and pride coming, or just ujjah, I'm good, mashallah, I'm pabund with prayer. For how long? 2 years I didn't miss my zikr. I didn't miss a single namaz. And you're feeling good about it, that's a dangerous condition. You still feel bad in that. And to sum that up is so beautiful, said by Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that when they gave him poison, and they thought that his Hakim doctor told him, I don't have hope that you are going to live. The poison, treat yourself, take the treatment, otherwise you are going to die. What did he say? He says that you shouldn't have hope of life of that person who wasn't given poison. Not only that person, you mustn't have hope of that also. So when we make our ibadat, don't have that high feeling also. Make shukr to Allah, alhamdulillah, but that ujjah, that pride, this is very dangerous. Meri aashiqon mein mera naam likh jayega,
My name will come in the list of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala when apne amal par karna apne amal rahe. The same thing which I explained, when we do our amal, but I haven't done my zikr. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, the worst namaz of your life is that namaz that you feel today I made a good namaz. Until you make namaz and you say, I'm not sir, I didn't concentrate, I'm feeling bad, my namaz is not, my that is a good. But the day you feel, today I made a good namaz, that is the worst namaz of your life. Teri marzi pe har dam arzu ho fida. And when a person now reaches this stage, that every moment of his life, his desires, he sacrifices them for Allah Ta'ala. One is haram, desires, all going on a porn site, looking at women, chatting with women, etc., all that. And even jais desires, that you look at Allah's pleasure. You want to please Allah more. That is what a person must strive for. Or dil mein bhi uski na hasrat rahe. And even in the heart, you don't feel sorry about it. That what a woman, I could have looked at her. How beautiful her complexion, her style, her way of walking. But I didn't, oh, what a pity, I must, that also, you make shukr, Allah, you save me. Otherwise I should have got involved again. All bad thoughts should have come. Ya Allah, you save me. So no hasrat of that also. Or you think of your past when you were in college, when you were a young man, and you had certain opportunities of guna, and I didn't take the opportunity. Don't feel sorry, make shukr to Allah, Allah saved you. Me was dil mein darde muhabbat rahe. Oh sir, let there be only the pain of the love of Allah. The love is very painful also. Eh? When you have real love for your wife, any time you are worried about her, wherever you are also. And you are very jealous also. And the jealousy is very painful also. And on top of it, she says, you're too jealous. Eh? You are too protective. You watch me too much. But it's your love. For love is painful. So the love of Allah, a person must have to that level, that all the time, that does Allah love me, doesn't He love me, is He accepting my ibadat, is He not, the signs are there. But the great Sahaba, Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Kufar, Abu Bakr, what fear they had all the time. Meri dunya ay ulfat salamat rahe. Oh Allah, let my world of love always remain in order, let it be protected, let it be in order. May Allah bless us with these realities. Really every, not only all the ash'ar, one couplet of Hazrat, and what ulum, and ma'arif, and islah, and tawassul ilallah, reaching Allah, inabat ilallah, what and what is not felt. May Allah give us the topic, and make shukr Allah joined us with such a share. That He has made our path, which was a difficult path, He did not only make it easy, but He made it a pleasure and an enjoyment. With the ash'ar, poetry, things become enjoyable. We enjoy to listen to the poetry. And mashallah, Allah's karam, Allah has blessed Hazrat with good readers of His ash'ar also. Everywhere, and how beautifully they presented it. And they make sugar-coated pearl. A difficult medicine, they sugar-coat it. And give it to us so easily. May Allah give us talk. We are in the month of Safar. It's the 13th of Safar already. And with regard to this also, there are a lot of things for us to learn and to take lesson from and to correct ourselves. We will first start with the ayat of the Quran Sharif, which is in Surah Yasin. Allah give us topic to read Surah Yasin. To learn it off by heart. Ask ourselves, how long is it? How old am I? And I haven't still learned Surah Yasin off by heart. It should be, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there's a surah in the Quran Sharif, it's my heart's desire that it should be in the heart of everyone. But how many of us have memorized it? And if we memorize it, while you're going after Fajr home, while coming to Fajr, you can read your Surah Yasin. We've all got a complaint, no time, too busy. So you just, if you know it off the heart, so easy. And how many of us who are reading it for so long, why isn't it that we have learned it? If you repeat something every day for 1 year, why is it that you haven't paid a little attention? Ask ourselves. Ponder about these things. There are so many straightforward things in our life. We just accept them. We don't ponder. Why is it? And for those of us who have learned it, how many of us know the subject matter of Surah Yasin? Why haven't we taken the trouble to look at the tafsir?
Ask some ulama to make the tafsir. Look at reliable tafsir and understand the beautiful, when it's the heart of the Quran, the heart is the most important. So it must be great, got great, great things in it, like the heart. Why? So one, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابُ الْقَرْيَةِ Allah says that they tell them of the example of that one village, one town. And that Allah Ta'ala had sent His messengers to them to invite them to Allah Ta'ala. Three of them went, Allah Ta'ala strengthened them with a fourth one, the people wouldn't listen. And then what the people told, and this is a great lesson for us to learn. They said, قَالُوا إِنَّا تَطَيَّرْنَا بِكُمْ We feel you people are bad luck people. You people spoil everything. Just like we say, we got a bride on. Now the grandfather came and he's a bit strict. Oh, he spoiled everything. Why did he have to come now? Oh, Maulana came. And before that, even the women were mixing with the man, all talking. Now Imam Sahib also you invited. He said, I'll come after Isha. All till now, joking, laughing. All talking and joy. Oh, Maulana came, all scattered this way, that way. Just like that, they say, Inna tatayyarna. You people spoil everything. Today we all, Ramzan comes, oh, Ramzan spoil everything. Now I can't go to my porn sites. Hey, I can't now do all my things which I was doing. Ramzan came and Ramzan spoiled everything. So, well, see, check ourselves. We got this bimaris in us. That all these things spoil everything. Now you're going Jamaat now, this weekend. The wedding in the family, everyone, we all want to dress up the woman, and now you want to go in Jamaat now. You spoil everything. Or in the house, we are watching TV, we are talking, everything. Knock on the door. Oh, Jamaat, oh, this people. No work is done. Coming to spoil everything all the time. Hey, this is how, what bimaris we got. The Quran explains this of those people. So when Allah sent the people to remind them to Allah of the matters of deen, إِنَّا تَفَيَّرْنَا بِكُمْ And what more further, لَإِن لَمْ تَنْتَهُوا If you people don't stop with this nonsense of yours, what they will say, لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ We will stone you to death. وَلَيُمَسَّنَّكُمْ مِنَّا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ You'll get terrible punishment. Then ask Maulana Rafiq, he will know. His father was a great, great alim. Of those old senior great ulama. When we were studying together in Yasfar, Mufti Sanjalbi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali told us that, those days when Mufti Sahib and them were still young, we don't appreciate the effort of our ulama. Today they gave us our pure deen, correct deen on the plate. When what they had to go through. The minute they spoke anything about deen, that what this wedding days, Isra, extravagance, etc., They told, what should they tell them? You forgot all the jungles of India, of your village. If you don't stop your nonsense, we'll send you on the next boat back to India. And every small thing, how they used to put fear into them. Hey, they should say, we won't pay you. What can you do? Where you had no recourse in those days. Where are you going? You don't know the language also. You don't know about going to a court. And there weren't all the laws which are today. To help a person when he's treated like this. Those ulama went through great, great difficulties. All our old ulama. Very great difficulties. They made those sacrifices. And this is what people told them. Until today also, today alhamdulillah, by their sacrifices, our Darul Ulooms, our Tabligh Jamaat, our environment of today, is not what we have done. It is all the spoils which they had made the jihad. And the spoils of the jihad, Allah gave it to us today, ready-made on the plate. Otherwise, ulama went through great death. So this is how they treated death. And today also, they in different ways, they were the alim, for example, help him out with everything. Buy him a house, give him a car, but just to shut him up. You know, now we are, our ihsan, al-insanu abdul ihsan. Insan is the slave of ihsan, of favors. Now you can't talk. Now they're using a different style. Mm-hmm. Hey, they do this for you, they do that for you. And hey, you just pipe down. You don't speak all these things. But few are the ulama who will speak out the truth. Hey, one alim spoke out about TV, etc. Allah give jazah khair to Maulana Rafiq. He told him, you spoke what was in our heart, you spoke it out. Hey? And Maulana Rafiq said, and we all have to move on. We can't stay where we are. We are too weak to speak. But that weakness must go out. We all must speak out. what is wrong, what is happening, we must learn. And you don't have to go and be aggressive and rude and harsh, but in the proper way, present the truth. Speak of the truth. Don't just let the tide flow as it is flowing, and we also get washed away with the tide. We must think of ways and how to correct things. So they said that we will punish you, we'll let you taste. This is what you are telling us, we must believe in Allah. We must not believe in our idols. And don't think they aren't idols today. Today they are more than idols. Today are idols of technology. The computer does everything. We are fascinated with fax machine. All this is Allah Ta'ala's doing. Allah made it. We don't see the hand of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah's Qudrat, which is so open in the world, we don't see. We get overtaken by all these things. Today all these new idols which have come out, idols which are in the heart. Those idols were in the temple. These idols what we have got are in the heart. That our ego, our position, my name, my fame, my izzat mustn't go. Everyone must respect me. And I was placed up with especially the rich people, the influential people in the community. The poor person, you can push him one side. The downtrodden, he's nothing. But the rich people, influential people, you mustn't interfere with them. You must consider them. When we started the Darul Uloom, people said your Darul Uloom will never flourish, will never take off also. You haven't got influential people in your committee. You must have, they took certain names of the top people that time who are around. These people, they are not on the committee, your Darul Uloom can't even take off. So this is the nature. And as a Maulvi, if you are weak, you haven't done your Islah, tawakkul on Allah Ta'ala, you also feel these people, they are the gods. They are the controllers of everything. How many people sitting on the mimbar here, standing here up with a mic in front, will say that the Jews are ruling the world. The dollar price, they control me. Petrol price, they control. And whichever government they want to bring in any country, they bring that government. If that is the case, then ask the simple question, what is the meaning of La ilaha illallah? Yeah. Right? Sometimes we get so carried away, and we think that this one does this, this thing does this, this does this. Then ask the simple question, your entry into Islam, your first step into Islam, what is the meaning of La ilaha illallah? And if you don't go with that step from the dunya to akhirat, what is your condition? So this is what we have to. So they said that وَلَيُمَسَّنَّكُمْ مِنَّا عَذَابُ الْعَلِيمِ. Those were men of Allah, trained by Allah Ta'ala, whose tarbiyat was made by Allah. They said openly, قَالُوا طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ. That all your bad luck and your nahusat and this evil omen, it is with you, it's not with us. قَالُوا طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ أَإِن ذُكِّرْتُمْ. We reminded you in a good reminder of obeying what we read, may salamat rahu, tu salamat rahe. All that is in the obedience of Allah. This is what we gave you the message. Obey Allah Ta'ala. Don't disobey Allah. All the right things, that is there, evil in there. Today, the same thing, that we feel that when you are practicing, and sometimes Allah tests you also, that when you are reforming now problems start coming in your life. You start with your namazes, now things, and now you lose your job also. You lose your health also sometimes. Allah tests also a person. But who Allah loves, He tests him because he is in a position to be tested. And Allah helps him to pass the test also. So when this test also will come. But anyway, today the evil, what is it? It isn't what the Jamaat when they come and knock on your door. It isn't what Maulana said, Jummah time. قَالُوا طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ. That your TV you are watching. TV is bad, it's the haram. And all the wrong that is on TV. But worse, and you not only double it, you compound it. You got beautiful Ayatul Kursi also. You got Asma'ul Husna written in gold. And there on the TV comes a naked woman. Comes all the filth and dirt. This is طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ. Your evil, your jadu is with you. It's not with us. Not that we are telling you, obey Allah, there is jadu in that and all your bad luck is in there and it's spoiling everything. Not at all. With this mixture of Asma'ul Husna and on the TV. And then on the, you got your, Allahu Akbar, one friend wrote to me and he said, I feel so guilty in my kitab room where all my kitabs are. I got my laptop there, my computer there. And without my wife thinks late at night that he's studying kitabs. And he says, what Quran Sharif there, Bukhari Sharif,
and I'm looking at porn sites. Okay? So this is your jhana. This is what's causing your problem. It is not by the obedience of Allah. Na'uzu billah. Allah's obedience can cause problems. There can be difficulties and hardships in Allah's obedience. Anyone who has reasonably, sincerely obeyed Allah, see what enjoyment, respect, honor Allah gives him. And what kind of mort Allah gives such people. How many people? Just now, our friend, first Khalifa of ours, Haji Muhammad Amin Varajia, Rahmatul Marhum. When once I spoke about this type of subjects, insurance, etc., he shocked that time. He was a young man still in business, was right opposite Randfontein railway station, a very, very dangerous place. But he listened to what he heard, and he cancelled all his insurance. He said, the best sleep in my life I had was on that night, when I cancelled all my insurance. He was 3 years ill before he passed away. He had all the illnesses. And the last night, he took ill even more, about 11:30 at night or so. But then by 11:30, he settled down and fell asleep. 1 o'clock, he woke up, and though his mind was not in order, his mind was totally out, but there, zikr of Allah. Kalima-i-tahshahada, kalima-tayyiba, for about half an hour loudly, and then he passed away. So this is the type of mort Allah Ta'ala gives. And Allah gives that enjoyment and respect and honor to those people who observe Allah, the commands of Allah. So, قَطَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ أَإِنْ ذُكِّرْتُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمُ مُسْرِفُونَ. You are the ones who are the aggressors and the transgressors, and you are the ones who are breaking Allah's laws. That's why these problems are coming to you. Otherwise, these problems will not come. So all these things of ours, Allahu Akbar, I just mentioned this also. What a beautiful ayat of the Quran Sharif, where Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحَدًا. There is another great thermometer for our iman, to check our level of iman. When Allah Ta'ala is being remembered, azan takes place, ijtima comes, Ramzan comes, Khanqa Silsila, whatever Allah is being properly Allah Ta'ala. Not entertainment like Umrah is today to a great extent, it's just an entertainment. Going with whole families, etc. One big entertainment, one tamasha, one show, and everyone is happy. What ibadat is taking place? You're more worried about your children and all that, the shopping that takes place, then the dawahs that take place, the parties that take place. Did we go and visit Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Did we go to the house of Allah? Or was it just some entertainment? We should consider this. So anyway, so whenever Allah is remembered sincerely, where a person, for example, our young boy, he wants to keep beard, he's going to school. He's in grade 10 now, grade 11, his beard has come out. Then what we tell him? You are being extremist. You don't have to, you can shave your beard. You don't have to. The girl wants to wear burqa. She wants to be in parda. She wants to leave school. You mad or something? How can you leave school? School is your God. Without your matric, you can't get rosy. Whereas until matric, when for your rosy, you didn't have to worry about it. It was fully provided for you. You didn't have to think where I'm going to get my slice of bread. After you get your matric, now you got worries. Now you have to worry about where I'm going to get. But how shaitan fools us? He tells us, if you got no matric, no rosy, matric is your God. Where? Na'uzu billah, matric is your God. So now the girl wants to leave her, she wants to become alima. Oh, we got the biggest problem in the world in our house. Then she has become baddeen. She has left the ways, we are all professors and doctors in the family. Well, she's going to become alima. She's going to upset the whole apple cart. She's going to destroy everything, everyone. Somebody is reading Quran. Oh, whenever I see you, you just reading Quran. You just watch your kitabs. Our wives with their pansuras, and they like their pansuras. their pansuras are very important. Whenever I see you pansura, you are reading all the time. You know too much fazilat of duas. All the fazilat you, and you reading all the duas all the time. We can't stomach it. Anything that is on deen, we can't stop. وَإِذَا ذُكِرُ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ إِشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. That these people there, their hearts become restless. What is this happening? They are fish out of the water. What is this happening in our house? What is this people all the time just zikr, all the time dua, all the time khanka, all the time jamaat? Whenever you hear jamaat, becoming alim, becoming... When I decided to become an alim as a young boy, one very close family member, for my sister-in-law, today mashallah Allah has taken her to where and where. She said, you mad or something? This is not the time you become alim. There is the time you become doctor, engineer. Those times are gone and past. And from a pious family also. But this is our condition. وَإِذَا ذُكِّرَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِهِ إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. And when other things, commentary, cricket commentary, oh, don't talk. Watch that carefully. Because Allah, you mean your ibadat of Allah, concentration and devotion. Mawlana Sayyid Khan Sahib said, in our eating, the amount of concentration we got, if we had 1% of it in our namaz should say, we see our friends when we are eating, they don't look this side or that side. One look, yeah, they see what is in the whole list of time. And I mustn't miss out anything. But what my friend and the people who host us, they come there with the platter of food, hot food sometimes, something is very hot, but nobody will even look at it. That to help the poor person, just to move the few dishes and make place. A fruit platter comes in front of you, and the whole dastarkhan, they haven't got, you won't think that said little fruit there. Everything is here by me. So the concentration we have in our food, so when this occasion comes, bride comes, oh, now everyone is happy. Wedding and mixing, and the girl, and the bride also, with her white gown like a girl, and so much so, Allahu Akbar. One lady says she went to the reception of a wedding, and she saw there the pastor was also there. Nikah took place in a masjid, vows are going to be taken. And she was shocked also to see bearded people, burqa people also there. So today is a mixture of everything. Your TV also, and your Asmaul Husna also. Today is that time we are living in. Islam fits in with everything. Hand in glove. You go to a nightclub also. Or rather you go to the gambling den. They got them Jamaat Khana also. Islam and this all goes together. Today we fit in Islam with everything. You go to the most wealthiest halal, there is also halal. But they cater for the Muslims in these haram places. And we are good Muslims. Today a Muslim woman jogs on the road. What's wrong? I got my burqa, though it's a tight cloak and everything. What's wrong with that? I can walk, I can jog on the road. Going to the gym, nothing wrong. We are within our limits. And we are having parties, we are only Muslims. Whether it's a wedding party or any other party, how the girl is dressed, how her bridesmaids are dressed, whether they should be bridesmaids or what, how she is dressed, how everyone else is behaving. We are only women, so it's all right. We are maintaining parda. Today you wear Bermuda. As long as your body is closed, your sitter is closed. So it's all right, there's nothing wrong with that. We must learn what is Islam. And the solution is not difficult. Keep Sharia in mind. Allah reward them and take them to the highest level. Keep Sunnah in mind. You don't have to know all the evils of these people and the evils of their planning and plotting. You know, just keep hold firm. Tamassaku bi sunnati. وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين عضوا عليها بالنواجس أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Hold firmly onto it with your teeth, with your back teeth. Can I know what? Whatever. Your back teeth, how you, when you don't want something to let loose off, hold on to Sharia, hold on to Sunnah like that. And you'll لن تضلوا أبدا. You'll never ever go astray. So with regard to this month of Safar, when it came and people talk, which was a common thing, and today also, though alhamdulillah, according to some what we understand, Allah knows best, it's gone very, very less. That first, when we were small, a wedding can't take place in the month of Safar, because there's no goodness in Safar. Anything, Safar is a very hard month on our man. Matirana upa, oh, sakat me. And they have to take sadqa. And sadqa is defined also. And like people who know Sharia, the juziyat of Sharia, the old lady. That you have to take, give 6 eggs in sadqa. Half a meter calico. And then all other funny things. Till you don't do that. Otherwise this month is very hard on the man. He faced a lot of problems. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's last supper. All these things are total batil. What a Nabi, what a positive man. And that positive must come into us, and that is Tawheed. Turn away from all shirk. Turn away, have tawakkul properly, have tawheed properly, turn to Allah and see then all these things. Allahu Akbar. How much of history also must we explain? The River Nile, when the Muslims conquered Egypt, it was a custom for years and years, legion heading. Every year at a certain time when the river will, its waters the river will get full and irrigate all the lands, etc. We have to sacrifice our most beautiful girl, dressed up in the most beautiful, with the most expensive jewelry. And then one of the gods will come, the jinns, and he will take her away, then it will irrigate. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, this is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rijal, la tulhihim tijarati, wa la bay'un an dhikrillah, man not of steel and iron. What is steel and iron? Man of iman. Man, such man that nothing could turn them away. He wrote a letter to the River Nile, that if you are flowing by your command, we don't need you. If you are flowing by the command of Allah, you flow. Till today the River Nile is flowing. Starting somewhere in Sudan or somewhere, it's flowing all the time. And Allahu Akbar, what a, one of the rivers of Jannah. River Nile. So what a letter. So we must not be having this all be bogged down with superstition, with all negative ideas. And so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La safara. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La tiyara, la adwa. There is no contagious disease. Today we believe in everyone that contagious disease. One got a disease, the next one. And the solution and answer to clear the fog in our minds is so clear. When the Sahaba asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we see one animal has got a disease, it's going to the next one, next one. One person has got, it goes to the next one. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if it is contagious, where did the first one get? Where did it come from, the first one? So it is from Allah Ta'ala. Hakim Yusuf, rahmatullah alayhi of Hakwat, gave a beautiful answer to this. He says, diseases are not contagious. Our bad habits, eating habits, family, lifestyles, these are contagious. Like for example, many families today is such a thing, eating out is a fashion. So when you eat out, your children also going to eat out. So that is what brings diseases. It's not the disease that is contagious, bad habits. So you pass the bad habits on to them. You are a person, the father is a smoker, his son becomes a smoker. So that is causing them lung trouble. It's not the lung problem is a contagious, the bad habit is contagious. So all these bad habits, so la adwa, wa la tiyara. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Arabs had a habit, that one of the superstition, whenever they want to do something, poor people didn't have istikhara, no iman on Allah Ta'ala, no mashura. So what they should do, let a bird fly. If it flies in the right direction, it will be good luck. You must do that work. Get married to that girl you intend to, open that business, go on that journey you are intending to do. If it flies in the left direction, bad luck, don't do it. There isn't going to be goodness in that job, in that operation you want to do, whatever. It's not going to be successful. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is nothing like that. The bird is going to fly in its direction. Where is it got the direction of the flying of the bird? How can that control your life? Allah alone is the controller. Allahu huwa khaliqu kulli shay. Allah is the creator of everything. And He is the one, وَهُوَ مُتَصَرِّفْ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَفِي الشُّرُورِ. Allah is the one who gives good and bad. That we believe in Allah Ta'ala, that our iman is on Allah Ta'ala. And the qudrat of Allah, وَالْخَيْرُ وَالشَّرُّ بِيَدِهِ. Good and bad is all from Allah. There are no two gods, that shaitan is the god of evil. And he is the one who causes evil. Everything is from Allah Ta'ala. So that firm belief we must have. So la tiyara wa la hamma. Many people have got this also. Bad omen and bad luck with regard to the bat. If a bat comes in the house, you see a bat at night, it only comes at night. And you believe that now bad luck is going to come. That the bat has come. So whatever type of superstition, wala safara, and all the bad omen about the month of Safar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam totally negated it. There is nothing like that. And have iman on Allah. Allah is the controller of everything. Today, how many superstitions we have got? The cat runs across the road, accident is going to take place. The cat saw a mouse on the other side in the light of the car. So it's running for its rosy.
Where has the running of the cat got control
of giving you, making an accident?
Eh? So this is wrong. For example, some people, the cat is meowing at night.
She's got childbirth. She's giving birth to her kittens.
And she's screaming. And you say, tomorrow morning, news going to come, somebody passed her.
the poor meowing of the cat.
What has that got to do with the life of a person?
Life of a person, is it in the hands of Allah, or is it in the meowing of the cat? A person who says, La ilaha illallah, and he puts his iman in the meowing of a cat.
Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also used to say that insan's language in one country, how many languages?
In South Africa,
in any country, how in one country how many languages? But the whole world's cats, one language. The whole world's dogs, one language they got. The whole world's goats, one language they got.
They haven't got all different languages. We in our one family, how many languages? Somebody Afrikaans, somebody English, somebody Gujarati, somebody Urdu. How many languages? But so the meowing of the cat, where has that got any power to control life and death? That is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala.
So we should have that firm yaqeen. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said,
وَإِنَّا كُلٌّ فِيهَا. We are all in this.
In other words, what is the environment?
That all the superstition it has.
إِلَّا أَيُّذْهِبَهُ اللَّهُ بِتَوَكُّلِهِ.
But Allah takes away that by tawakkul.
And then the ulama have explained the sentence of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that people, commonly how people speak. Like for example, our superstition,
matrik is your giver of rosy.
That insurance, if you don't have, you're dead.
You must have insurance. Insurance is your protector.
Is Allah your protector, insurance your protector?
And insurance, what is the reality of it?
That it called how many?
There is one doctor presently still in jail today.
In those days, he took out ₹1 million policy on his wife,
insurance life policy,
and then got her not only killed in Ramzan, iftari time, second or third of Ramzan, he got her raped by a few black people.
And then he got her killed. But then, where do you get caught? You know how you can't get away with things.
He got caught, and the inside story, because we were friends with this family, we got the inside story also,
how he was treated by the private police and how the truth came out.
And he's in jail, and there can be no question of parole. The minute he steps one step out of the prison, he'll be killed. There are people waiting for him. So this is insurance. Insurance gave you protection. His condition, which came in the newspapers, he couldn't pay his telephone bill. He couldn't pay his water and light account. So insurance will give you protection, or insurance will bring destruction on you. Today we are poor. One lady, pious lady, her husband had insurance policy, life policy, so she didn't like it at all. She said, cancel this, this is haram. So he said, you don't worry. The day I die, you're going to live a wonderful life. She said, I'm to live a wonderful life with you now. Not when you take that, what wonderful life. And you giving away your money, you putting it in the insurance. Spend it on us, yeah. We need that money. Today, how shaitan has worked it, and the agents of shaitan, ke maro is jahid ko. Ke this jahid, all types of tax. What kind of tax you got? Income tax you got. And then what? Personal taxes. What?
Personal taxes.
How many taxes on everything? Tax, tax, tax. And those who got more money, mafia give them protection, peace. They hit them in that. Then those who got more money, running to armies. Tens of thousands, rands on every visit to the armies. Maro is jaiku in everything. Tax on this, fees on this. Duty on this, duty after duty. Islam came, and then more jahil person take out insurance, life insurance, insurance on the house, insurance on the vehicles, insurance on the business, all types of insurance, medical aid, insurance on your health, insurance on, and all is that same thing that you know you can't do, all that superstition. Tomorrow if you get sick, heart attack, what's going to happen? Who's going to happen? You are paying to get a heart attack. And you are paying to get an accident. And mashallah, there are such families who realize this, and they stop all the insurance, and they pull their monthly premiums. Pull it, and today they have got so much money that they are buying new cars for the family from that one pool of theirs. Today, remember this great superstition. One friend of ours in Verlam, Phoenix. He explained to me, I haven't gone to it, but he says if you go to this website, you'll say insurance works 100% on the same principle of gambling. The formula, they work out all their premiums and everything. Insurance works 100% on gambling. That when you're going to gamble, they got a formula by which they work, that how many people will win. And then how to do, because, and we don't realize behind the scene are the Jews who are sitting. And they are making fools of us, and they are making money. In gambling, who became, everyone lost everything. People lost their trousers also. Even the jockey and grief also. In this gambling, who got anything? You lost your family in gambling. But what the, how lucrative it is, lotto. Komku maria lotto. That everyone playing lotto, just that, I will win. So all these things, insurance is a gamble. It's nothing different from gambling. A different form of gambling, that is all. And they know that how many people we will get to insure, and how many we will have to pay out, and what we are, they are making big, big money. The Jews, they've set up at one time, I don't know now, but when we were younger, all types of boards, the citrus board, this board, that board, and the poor farmers, they used to buy it for nothing from them and sell at an expensive price to the customer. In between, they're just sitting in their offices, air conditioned, and the boards, they are in charge. They are just making money out of everyone. But all this loans today, loans, cash loans, what a big business. We were in Rustenburg, and they explained to us the strikes they were having. What was the strikes? They had a surplus of platinum. So they didn't want to produce more. So they just get their people to make the strikes. So then the mines are not working. They don't have to pay wages. And they prolong it. They know how to work it. And the same people, they open cash loans because now the people on strike, they need money. For 1 year, 9 months, 1 year, cash loans. Now to pay off the cash loans, now again the shops are all there. Whatever, they will pay it off, and finally they will spend it again there. So how they making fools out of everyone in the world? But and the solution is nothing else but the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah of our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allah give our ulama that great, great rewards. They explain the reality of all these things to us. So with all the superstition when it is around, the ulama have explained the words of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, don't believe in all this. Whether it is insurance, whether it is this gambling, whether it is the other superstition which was more of the days of the past, or whether any other superstition, gambling is a superstition, insurance is a superstition, it's no reality. That is why it is totally haram, there is no benefit in it whatsoever. You are paying your life. One of the second biggest expense in America for any person after a house is your death. Then you, in your, here also, the poor local people, everyone, death policy or what, funeral policy, whole life they are paying to die. They are paying to die all the time. How stupid haven't they made us? And to have a big funeral, and how many people have accepted Islam when they saw in Islam, that how simple, that when a person dies, the command is, if a girl has found her match, if the janazah is there ready, don't delay in the burial. So quick, don't pay, make it a big issue. Mort also, nikah also, no big issue. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah alayhi says, how much time and effort I made for 2 rakat sunnah, so much I make on a nikah. If you make nikah, if you make 2 rakat sunnah, do you invite your uncle from India also? And your uncle from England, I'm going to be making 2 rakat sunnat namaz, I'm giving you invitation, you must come. Or any other sunnat. Nikah is one sunnat. By the way, do it. They did the sahaba, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their presence, didn't inform Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, Hazrat must come. Allah Hazrat must come, then only nikah can take place. Or ijtima must come, only in shab guzari, only in, no, the minute nikah is, you find the match, make the nikah. And a'linu bihadan nikah, may announce. Today we don't announce. We invite people. We don't announce the nikah. وَجَعَلُهُ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ Make it in the masajid. And when the nikah is so simple, the walima must. No big issue inviting and forcing this one. You must come to the walima. Nothing like that. Just by the way, you make a walima. And the ta'ziyat of a person when somebody has passed away,
more than 3 days is not allowed for those who are present there.
In other words, get on with life. Person has died.
How beautifully our Shaykh sums it up.
Koi marta raha, koi jeeta raha, ishq apna kaam karta raha. Whether somebody has died, whether somebody is living and wearing, these are not big issues for a Muslim. We must carry on with the commands of Allah, with the work of deen, spreading the deen, practicing on deen. But today we have made the small issue, big weddings are a big issue. In good homes where there is knowledge and where there is deen, but wedding, big issue. The wedding is a side, small issue. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu just got married. They didn't even inform Nabi sallallahu. Not that, oh Nabi, my buzur, my hazrat, you must make the nikah. Barakat will be that we'll make nikah in Medina Sharif. Everything, the whole family is here, we'll make nikah in Medina. There's nothing like that. Wherever a match has been found, make the nikah and end of the story. So, all this superstition, don't believe in it. Don't act according to it. You are going, a cat ran across the road, don't change your route. And don't reverse, and don't go back home again. Carry on, trust in Allah. Read, أَعُوذُ بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ تَامَّاتِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ. بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. Read the duas which we have been taught. And don't talk in a negative way about it. Oh, now the family can't pass. Well, I don't know what's going to happen. Talk in a positive, nothing will happen. The wife will say, or the children will say, that you will meet. No, never. Not at all. If there is an accident, it's from Allah. It's not from the cat. We trust in Allah Ta'ala. And speed up even more. Don't be frightened also. I have told Wahab Sahab, Damat Barakatuhum, Allahu Akbar, throughout the world, he travels in the world and he doesn't like to travel by plane as far as possible. Where you can, then he travels by car. And then he reads his dua and then he tells the driver, now you speed. Now you don't worry of anything. And Ahmad, no tickets, no accidents, no nothing. May Allah give us tawakkul on dua. That we don't read the dua as a customary thing, but don't break the laws. Our Buzul contemporary, Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib, was very particular that he was abide by the laws everywhere. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Rahmatullah Ali, Haji Desai Sahib, stand up. Bhai Gora Desai, in his car, Hazrat travel, and Hazrat everywhere, bhagao, or be bhagao, go faster, faster. Different, and Allah Akbar, I saw with my eyes. Hazrat Shaykh in Sahabipur, he should come from the masjid to the Khanka on a wheelchair. And what speed! And there was one turn that they had to take, a sharp turn. A 90 degree turn. And I was sure every time the wheelchair is going one side, Hazrat is going one side. But nothing. Safely we would go to. So this and their reason, outside in the dunya, they don't want to be involved. Get back to the masjid, get back to the house. We don't want to be involved. The quicker we get out of the dunya, not that they were crazy about speed like we are, that they just wanted to be out of the dunya. So anyway, so don't talk about all the superstition in a negative way. In a positive way, no problem. Then the ulama have explained, then Allah won't take you to task. But that's some thoughts you get. We are human beings. And this is what is called tawakkul. Allah Ta'ala will remove all this by this tawakkul. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in takunat al-tayyaru, if there was bad luck, takun fiddah, it would have been in a house, or will faras in the horse in your car, or will mar'a in the woman. There isn't. If there was these things, because the people commonly think, one husband fell in a coma, he was in the hospital 2 weeks in coma. When he woke up, his wife was by his side. He said, you here? He said, I never left your side. When we got married, you had big financial problems, I stood by you. You lost your business, everything. You lost your house, I stood by you. You lost your health, I stood by you. And yet, it was whole 2 weeks. He said, when are you going to leave? That's all your nahusa. So everyone takes it differently. He thought that I'm a loyal wife to you. I'm looking after you. He said, you're bedlam. You're causing me all this. When are you going to leave me? So anyway, there is no bad luck in a woman. Many people feel this woman is bad luck. She's causing me. This house is a bad luck. This house, the Hindus were living in it. So therefore now they were making puja party. And all that bad luck now, all this idols and that business.
or anything else, or the car, this car is a better. Since I bought this car, I'm just spending money, I'm losing one way. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared that there is no bad luck in anything. Not only people commonly believe in these three things majorly, that there is bad luck. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically negated them and said there is no bad luck in anything whatsoever. So this is the month to learn these lessons. And a person who learns this lesson really, the month of Safar is not sifa, it's not empty. It is impregnated with iman. Build our iman. Tawakkul. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, 70,000 people of my ummah will enter Jannah without hisab kitab. And 70,000, the number is not litahdeed, litakteer. Not only where, what is 70,000? Allah, in one hadith, seven groups of people, not seven people, who will get the arsh of it. And this is in one hadith. But up to 14 groups of people, ulama have gathered together, will get the arsh. Amongst them, tahajjud guzar. Amongst those people, alladhina la yatatayyaroon. They don't believe bad luck in anything. Not all this amil chakkar and ta'weez chakkar. Wala yastarqoon. They don't really take the ta'weez and all that. And these people with ta'weez spoil the iman of people. That ta'weez latakti rahe, kahak aate rahe. That you just put the ta'weez, you don't have to worry, your business is going to flourish. Whether you do haram business also, even for haram business they give ta'weez. We call that ta'weez. What kind of ta'weez is that? One person, there was an imam in a masjid, so one person, a gunda, a gangster, came to him, he said, Maulana, you have to give me ta'weez for my business. And he came, business is gangster. He robbed the people, hijacked people, fight and rob people. So the imam sahab was in a face, catch 22, said, if I don't give him ta'weez, I'm dead. And if I'm giving ta'weez, my iman is dead. For his haram business, I must give him ta'weez. So what to do? But Allah Ta'ala guides also when a person is sincere. He said, see, you need a very big ta'weez. And I'm a small imam, imam B. I'm just a small imam. I can't write such a big ta'weez. For that ta'weez, you have to go to Nizamuddin Delhi. And there is a big Maulana, he will give you that ta'weez. So he got happy, he went, and he wrote a letter to Maulana Yusuf Khan, there we are. I'm sending this person, and this is his condition. Maulana, you can do the right place. But that ta'weez is going to take me long. I can't just prepare it immediately. Those people are going on a tour, 10 days you join them. We went to Jamaat, 10 days you went on a tour, I'll tour around, join the Tabligh and see the Republic. I'll tour around. So after 10 days, he made it 40 days. Then he made it 4 months. When he came, Maulana said, I got your ta'weez. He said, Maulana, I got my ta'weez. I understand now where I am and what I am. Anyway, after spending his time, he went back to the village. He reached there about 10, 11 o'clock in the farm village, camp, where they do kheti bari, farming, etc. They worked from 2 o'clock in the morning till Ishraq time. Now, all sleeping till Zohar. Sannata, quiet in the village. He went house to house, not. And when they saw him, now he's looking different, even more, with a beard and that. And he is a big gangster. They don't ask questions. He just talked something, and they heard masjid, all gone to the masjid. This is God, that masjid is full. The imam sahab came, he's lanko. There was a, how come the masjid, 2-3 people for Zohar every day? Today masjid is overflowed. What's happening here? So, and if there was a janazah, I was the first one who should be informed. That's the only time, masjid. How come, what's happening? And he's asking everyone, now they're a gangster. They're all frightened. Whoever the imam sahab asks, why? Don't reply. After Jamaat Faraz, he stood up, he made the shkir. Whole masjid got so this guy, ta'weez, is a right ta'weez. Not all these other funny types of ta'weez, what and what. Allahu Akbar, the iman of our woman, of our man. The money and how many women's izzat and respect and honor is also snatched away. A Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Qurban dua. What a Nabi and our ulama. Ulama is Yoban. Otherwise, other ulama promote all this. And more and more ta'weez and all these things and amaliyat and that. Our ulama made the iman of people. We don't know, we are so indebted to our ulama. We don't appreciate and we don't understand. So this is the month to learn this iman. And don't become fooled with all this and sell our iman away, sell our respect and sell away and become fools and stupids of superstition. The worst thing is superstition.
How can a person of Iman be involved in superstition? May Allah give us that strong Iman. But as Hazrat in his poem has explained, it's not just like that you when you get in. You'll have to be go in the company of Ahlul Quran. Spend your proper time with the correct intention, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq. Inshallah, more detailed talk we'll have on Yawm al-Ahad, on Sunday, inshallah. Tomorrow night will be also a program in the Darul Ulum, try and attend there also. And on Yawm al-Ahad, Sunday, from 10 o'clock as well, inshallah. Next weekend, from Yawm al-Khamis and Thursday, and Juma and Saturday, will be programming Chakas Krag, wherever Sanga and Varilam and Pangeni. So whoever wishes to join may join also. The next month's Majlis will be 1 week earlier. What do you think? It will be on the website, the posters also will go. But it will be a week earlier.
Three weeks time
will be next month's Majlis, inshallah.
दिल मेरा हो जाए एक मैदान हो तू ही तू हो तू ही तू हो तू ही तू और मेरे तन में बजाए आब गिल दर्द दिल हो दर्द दिल गैर से बिल्कुल ही उठ जाए नजर तू ही तू आए नजर देखूं जिधर لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار و نامسیح تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بس تاج میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ لا
ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب.
اللهم انا نسالك ايمانا لا يفتت ونعيما لا ينفد مرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في اعلى درجة جنة الخلد. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم غالب أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان عليك البلاء، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.